Hey everyone, welcome to the iInstitute podcast. I'm your host, Yu Payne. Today we're going to be talking about human resource information systems, or HRIS for short. What exactly is an HRIS? Well, at its core, an HRIS is a system that helps HR departments collect, store, manage, and analyze data related to their human resources. It's like, a central hub for all things HR in a company. The history of HRIS is actually pretty interesting. It all started way back in the 1970s with these basic databases for tracking employee info. Then in the 80s, we got these client-server models. And now with all the tech advancements, we've got these super sophisticated cloud-based platforms that can do so much more. But why is HRIS so important for modern businesses? Well, it really comes down to two main things: efficiency and strategy. On the efficiency side, HRIS can automate a lot of those repetitive HR tasks, you know, things like tracking employee training, managing payroll and benefits, all that stuff. This frees up HR folks to focus on more strategic work. And speaking of strategy, that's where HRIS really shines. By having all this employee data in one place, HR can spot trends, make data-driven decisions, and really contribute to the overall business strategy. It's a game changer. Now, a good HRIS will have a few key components. First off, you've got employee self-service. This is huge because it lets employees handle a lot of their own HR needs, like updating their personal info, requesting time off, accessing pay stubs, all without bugging HR. Then you've got performance management tools in there. These help track employee goals, give feedback, and make the whole performance review process more objective and effective. Super important for keeping employees engaged and motivated. And of course, you can't forget about recruiting. A solid HRIS will have tools for posting jobs, tracking applicants, screening candidates, all that good stuff. It streamlines the whole hiring process. But implementing an HRIS isn't always a cakewalk. There are definitely some things companies need to consider. First and foremost, you got to understand what your organization actually needs. Like, what are the limitations of your current HR setup? Where could an HRIS help? You've really got to do your homework here. Then there's choosing the right HRIS vendor. And man, there are a lot of factors to think about: ease of use, integration with your existing systems, customer support, security, the list goes on. It's a big decision. And don't even get me started on employee training. This is make or break for us implementation. You've got to get your people comfortable with the new system, or else it's just going to collect virtual dust. Change is hard, you know? Which brings me to common challenges. Resistance to change is a big one. People get scared of new tech, worried about their jobs, all that. Communication is key here. You've got to show them how the HRIS is going to make their lives easier. Data security is another big concern. I mean, we're talking sensitive employee info here. So your HRIS better have top-notch security encryption, secure logins, regular security audits, the whole nine yards. But despite the challenges, I really believe every modern business needs to seriously consider an HRIS. It's not just about having a fancy new system. It's about positioning your HR department and really your whole organization for success in this data-driven world. So that's my take on HRIS. I hope this gave you a good overview of what it is, why it matters, and what to think about if you're considering implementing one. As always, keep on learning and growing. Until next time, this is Yu Payne signing off on the iInstitute podcast.